AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. and Cuba now have full diplomatic relations. The Cuban flag raised at the embassy in Washington today. Later, after meeting with Cuba's foreign minister at the State Department, Secretary of State John Kerry said,
"It's an historic day, a day for removing barriers."
Kerry heads to Havana next month for a similar ceremony at the U.S. embassy there. Another diplomatic effort, the Iran nuclear agreement, unanimously approved by the U.N. Security Council. Samantha Power, U.S. ambassador to the U.N., says the pact is a good start.
"So while this deal does not address many of our profound concerns, if implemented, it would make the world safer and more secure."
A judge in Washington, D.C. finds probable cause that a man charged in the deaths of a wealthy family committed first-degree murder, ordering Darren Wint held without bond pending further court proceedings. The judge made the ruling based on DNA and other evidence linking Wint to the slayings of Salvas Savopoulos and his wife, Amy, their 10-year-old son, and a housekeeper. Researchers say disrupted sleep may increase people's risk of Alzheimer's disease. Maria Carrillo, the chief science officer at the Alzheimer's Association, says a recent study in mice may have found that link.
"Better sleep, not just longer sleep, but better quality sleep is critical, not only to learning and memory, but also to our health as we age and potentially to protect us from dementia."
The new research suggests sleep problems actually interact with some of the disease processes involved in Alzheimer's, and that those toxic proteins then affect the deep sleep that's so important for memory formation. A Boston bus driver made a new group of friends by surprising passengers with a treat to beat the sweltering heat. A stop at a child's lemonade stand. Boston.com reports John Lowen first asked the half dozen riders if they'd mind. He then treated each to one 50-cent cup of lemonade. This is AP Radio News. A pickup truck driver is charged in a weekend crash that killed four women on Long Island.
Suffolk County District Attorney Thomas Spoda says the investigation of a crash that killed four young women on a Long Island wine tasting tour is in the very early stages. It took place about 75 miles east of New York City when a pickup truck smashed broadside into a limousine making a U-turn. Spoda says the limo driver says he never saw the truck, but another driver farther back says he saw it all.
"And he has described to the police that the limo was turning right in front of the truck and the crash occurred."
The truck driver's been charged with driving while intoxicated and was arraigned in his hospital room. Four other women and the limo driver were also hospitalized. Warren Levinson, New York.
A lingering El Nino sets temperature records for both June and the first half of the year. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it was warm nearly all over the world. Exceptional heat in Spain, Austria, parts of Asia, Australia, and South America. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.